If you're listening, are you listening? If you are, well, then you happen to be listening to KRUULP 100.1 FM, the voice of Fairfield, Iowa. This is the No-Fi Field Guide.
Appropriate attitude of mind, theme, and spirit, for an audience, many of whom can have no foretaste of a particular flavor, together with a particular significance which awaits them on the stage. With any food, it is the eager anticipation of our salivary glands, which both promises and fulfills the greatest pleasure and comfort equally during and following the meal. When we enter a chapel, or for that matter, on a different level, a nightclub, a particular image excites an appropriate mood. The first image I would like to stress in Indian classical music is that of continuity. Beginning and end are lost in the eternities of past and future. Think of a river, as the Ganges or the Euphrates, flowing uninterruptedly for thousands of years, renewed every year and every instant by fresh snows and new waters, but ever constant. So this music, born of mankind's dream of beauty and power, evolving in a thousand shapes and multitudinous disguises of the same eternal aspiring theme. Unlike the evolution of our own music in recent years, marked by academic career, and all of us testing new sound to new principles of organization. That's really the change. Has continued unperturbed through 30 centuries and more, with the even pulse of a river and with the unbroken evolution of a sequoia. Over these millennia, the thousand faces I referred to have taken on a certain order. The Indians have had more time than any other nation for meditation, and they have put it to good use. Most of life's experiences, thoughts, actions, and divinations have their exact time and place, and music is no exception. A system of scales or modes called raga divide the octave in 100 different ways, each suited to the expression of a particular mood. A system of divisions of time, of immensely complex rhythmic structures, define the passage of time which must reconcile the varying pulse of 1,000 different lives. These are called tala. On these basic scaffoldings, or skeletons, the performing musicians build their evanescent structures of sound. Each and every performance is largely and often exclusively a free improvisation, while obeying very strict formal rules. We know that the game of chess has very definite rules, and yet each game is different. We know that snowflakes are formed under very particular conditions, yet each snowflake is different, as is each fingerprint. Only recently, and more particularly, with the advent of recording, have certain pieces of music begun to crystallize in a fixed shape. Hitherto, tradition, handed down from father to son, from parents to children, has borne the full burden of transmitting most knowledge, skills, art, religion, and so on. As we go back in our own Western history, we can reach a time when our culture was much more similar to the Indian than it is now. In music, modes were dominant. Modulations between keys did not exist. Plain song over a ground bass was the rule. Very small groups singing in unison or in fifths. Only rhythmically, our old music was both more fluid and less complex. But notation was quite free and inexact, and the performer reserved to himself a very large measure of freedom indeed. Word of mouth and example, still the best form of instruction, were the mainstays of continuity. Today, after our long and fruitful, if often painful, digression, today, as always, we have much to learn from a renewed association and understanding of other and Eastern cultures. Our composers, our painters, our architects, and designers are finding much valid inspiration in India and Japan, and no doubt...
That's not the flower for me, for then I'll pluck the red rose off and plant a willow tree.
To be able to introduce three very distinguished and very remarkable colleagues of mine, three musicians. First, I would like to mention Professor Narayana Swami. Professor at the Academy in Trivandrum bears the name of a great South Indian composer of the past century, Swati Thirunath. One of his compositions you will hear on this recording. Then Dr. Narayana Menon, also playing the Veena, Deputy Director General of All India Radio at Delhi. The Veena is one of the oldest string instruments in the world. It has seven strings in all, of which four are plucked, and three serve as both a drone and as a rhythmic basis. The other instrument will be played by Kalda Kaku. It is the Vidang. Thank you.
that you're not saying anything when I have nothing to say. Say.